And I suppose the relevant today, the 800th anniversary, is that once again we have a sort of huge amount of debate about power in the country and who has it and who doesn't have it and how it's distributed, and that ultimately is what constitutions are about and what the Magna Carta in its day was about, and that is reflected in the Scottish referendum, it's reflected in upcoming debates about Europe, it's reflected in the kind of ongoing debate around corporate power in Britain and therefore the mass privatisation of our services, which are in themselves constitutional because they take things out of the democratic sphere and put them into market-based decision, and they shift power from those we elect to those with money. And so I think that's all, you know, post-election, obviously there's, for those who were hoping for democratic reform, the result wasn't as you might have hoped, but there's still that underlying pressure in the country to fix what I think is clearly a broken constitution, and that's going to take a lot of mass mobilisation and a lot of conversations, and I suppose we now have 5 years to do that, and in the meantime, the European referendum, a whole lot of debate about Scotland, probably about Northern Ireland and Wales coming up too, and you know, lots of pressure on the English region, so lots to do.
Okay, and what do you think we can do in the next 5 years to bring about change?
I suppose, you know, this sort of thing is great, so getting people involved, talking about what it is we actually want, what kind of constitution we should have as a country, how we should organise our democracy and our affairs, how we can bring power back to people. I think that there are going to be a few key moments as the European referendum. The debate around Scotland will continue, and how that plays out exactly will depend slightly on the Holyrood elections next year, on perceptions in Scotland of more powers promised through the Smith Commission, which people already don't think is as much as promised through the referendum, how that plays out, and so on. So I think that there's a clear long-term trajectory. There's a few specific moments for intervention, but the most important thing, as ever, is building a powerful movement, is getting people excited, is mass public engagement and education, and I think by the time we go to the next election, there's a clear ability to outline an exciting programme for proper democratic reform so that people feel enthused by that, not just like it's a wonkish discussion for geeks.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amazing.